With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Whether it was due to an iconic superhero hanging up his suit for good, or a vicious killer laughing in the face of death, this bunch of shows taught us the hard way that not every TV tale concludes on the most positive of notes, my friends. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 TV shows where evil won. Number 10, Freddy's Nightmares. Not content with invading people's dreams and murdering them both in Fantasyland and the real world on the big screen, Freddy Krueger was unleashed onto television audiences in the late 80s. The anthology series Freddy's Nightmares would tell the various tales of different characters from episode to episode, with the titular character showing up to wreak havoc whenever he was in the mood. As you can guess, whenever the razor-gloved figure swaggered into town, it usually ended up badly for pretty much everybody involved. So badly, in fact, that the disturbing host of the series was never once handed his comeuppance throughout the entirety of the show's two seasons, regularly tormenting his victims via his typically creative methods. From giving one poor soul the most traumatic dental checkup imaginable, to possessing a fake psychic and going on a killing spree, Freddy can regularly be counted on to deliver the frightening goods. But that also meant that the forces of good rarely got a look in during the duration of this long-forgotten nightmare. Number 9, Spider-Man: The New Animated Series. It's that Spider-Man will always find a way to conquer even the most unassailable of foes. Yet in one rather surreal case, Peter Parker did actually call it a day, and hung up the iconic spandex seemingly for good. Spider-Man: The New Animated Series, also known as MTV Spider-Man, was largely well-received upon swinging onto TV screens. With Neil Patrick Harris's vocal work as Parker, and the darker overall tone of the series being praised from the off. However, MTV sadly didn't feel the show fit in with the rest of their programming, eventually deciding to hook it after the season 1 cliffhanger. Spidey's decision to leave his life of crime-fighting behind came after feeling guilt for Indira Daemonji's injuries post-clash with the Gaines twins. This clash became the closing takeaway from the series as a whole, meaning the Gaines twins actually won as the dust settled, with Parker's suit and life as a superhero sitting somewhere at the bottom of the harbor in a briefcase packed with bricks. What a bummer. Number 8, Atlantis. In another case of a series being chopped down at the darkest time imaginable, here we have the BBC's mid-2010s fantasy adventure series Atlantis. After hitting the ground running upon its release, becoming the biggest brand new Saturday night BBC drama since 2006, when it hit screens in September 2013, it soon became apparent that Atlantis was simply too expensive to produce when compared to other, far cheaper BBC shows drawing more viewers. So in the last episode of the show to be aired on national television, we leave our heroes in a truly dire situation. During this last hurrah, the big bad Dark Queen Pasiphae is resurrected from the dead and regains control of the titular city. On top of this, despite becoming the King of Atlantis and marrying Ariadne, the series' leading light Jason and his pals are forced into hiding in the wake of Pasiphae's revival. Sadly, with season 3 long since executed, a once promising series only went and left fans witnessing good being sent packing by the forces of evil. Number 7, Twin Peaks. When the iconic Twin Peaks came to an abrupt close back in 1991, viewers were left with a truly harrowing conclusion, as the curtain closed on the surreal goings-on in the fictional Washington town. Special Agent Dale Cooper's soul is trapped inside of the Black Lodge's Red Room, with the menacing Killer Bob now possessing his body and closing the show with a chilling visual of the doppelganger Cooper laughing hysterically after smashing his skull into a mirror. Just look at that face. For those hoping to see the real Cooper escape from his intense fate when the show returned in 2017 for a third season, the return over 25 years later offered very little in the way of a happy ending for this particular FBI agent. Instead, Cooper fails in his efforts to reverse the events which led him down this path via time travel, and finds himself trapped in an alternate reality that some have theorized was a trap made by a great negative force known as Judy, or the mother of all evil as she's described by Mark Frost in his supplemental novel. That sounds pretty damn evil to me. Number 6, Robin Hood. Much like Atlantis a few years later, the BBC's telling of the tale of Robin Hood was another series that seemed to go down a treat with audiences during its early life on the channel. However, it's quite tough to continue producing a series about the famous outlaw when the actor playing said icon decides to drop the bow and arrow in favour of a new direction. I don't mean he went and started singing in Glee, no, that's never mind. That's precisely what went down when series lead Jonas Armstrong wanted out of the project in 2008. This major decision, alongside tumbling ratings, meant that Robin Hood was brought to an end on the back of a rather depressing season 3 finale. As the final episode concludes, both Hood and Maid Marian have bit the dust. The evil Prince John still reigns supreme, and the mighty King Richard is being held prisoner in Austria for ransom. Would the show have found a way to bring our heroes back into the fight had season 4 become a reality? Perhaps, but on this occasion, the BBC were content to end the legendary face's story on a rather harsh beat, because sometimes life just sucks, folks. Number 5, Star Trek The Next Generation. In the first season of The Next Generation, the Enterprise D rushes to the aid of Deanna Troi, whose shuttle has crashed on Vagra 2. She is threatened by both her injuries and the sentient oil slick that is sitting right outside the site. Its name is Armus, and it is all of the evil feelings and intent of a long-departed people, made to form a new creepy-looking life form. Unlike many of the other villains in Star Trek, it doesn't bother issuing threats first either. Lieutenant Tasha Yar, chief of security aboard the Enterprise, informs it brashly that she is helping her injured colleagues whether it wants her to or not. Armus then simply extends an arm, and she is flung backward by a blast of psionic energy, just because it can. She is rushed to sickbay, but despite Dr. Crusher's best efforts, she dies on the operating table. While the rest of the crew are able to evade Armus, the impact from this cold and casual murder would be felt for the remainder of the Next Generation's 7-season run, ensuring the evil creature's immortality amongst the ranks of Trek villains. Number 4, Black Mirror, Metalhead. For the most part, happy endings are few and far to come by in Charlie Brooker's anthology examination of how technology is impacting or could impact our society over time. Yet one of the most depressing conclusions in Black Mirror's history came during season 4's black and white thriller episode, Metalhead. Throughout the 41-minute game of cat and mouse, Maxine Peake's Bella is hunted down by robotic dogs, in the wake of human civilization seemingly being dealt a fatal blow. It's a fairly simple story when held up against some of the more grander concepts tackled in the series as a whole, but Bella's desperate mission to stay alive and deliver a stuffed teddy bear to her dying nephew is still a deeply compelling watch all the same. Yet as the episode draws to a close, Bella finds her body being overrun by tracking devices showered on her by the aforementioned metal pursuers. Sensing she'd now never cease to be hunted down by these sadistic little buggers, Bella decides to end her own life after a heartbreaking final walkie-talkie message. Number 3, Behind Her Eyes. Okay, let's try and summarize this insane show. Okay, let's get ready. Throughout the entirety of Netflix's latest much-watched supernatural thriller, Behind Her Eyes, We're wrapped up in a tense and sensitive love triangle involving single mother Louise Barnsley, her boss Dr. David Ferguson, and his wife Adele Ferguson. Things eventually take a fantastical turn when a friendship between Louise and Adele leads to the latter teaching Louise how to practice astral projection, which is the art of transporting your mind out of your body into a luminous ball of energy. Yep, things get weird. It's also revealed that Adele taught a person she met in a rehab facility, Rob, these projection techniques after her parents died in a house fire, seemingly setting up a conclusion involving Louise finally taking David away from his wife for good. A distraught Adele decides to try and take her own life via another house fire after shooting herself up with heroin. However, as Louise attempts to save Adele from the blaze using astral projection, Adele suddenly projects herself into Louise's body and leaves Louise trapped inside her vulnerable vessel. Turns out, though, this was never Adele at all. In an outrageous twist, Rob in fact stole his friend's body after he decided he wanted a piece of her life, specifically David, for himself, ending a jaw-dropping series with an unexpectedly evil bang. Now I'm just gonna have a sit down and get ready for the next entry. Number 2, Blackadder the Third. Over the course of 4 seasons and various one-off specials, the team behind BBC's Blackadder prided themselves on their ability to poke fun at the past, often in a rather dark manner. Perhaps this is down to the fact that history itself isn't exactly all sunshine and rainbows. Or maybe it's due to the fact that Rowan Atkinson's various Blackadders are largely despicable figures. Or possibly it's just the depressing combination of the two. Whatever the reason, the third season of the series, Blackadder the Third, rides off into the sunset with the titular swine having pulled off a monumental swerve. After swapping places with Prince George before a duel to the death with the Duke of Wellington, and luckily surviving a cannon blast to the chest thanks to a well-placed cigarillo box, the actual prince is suddenly shot for insolence by the Duke. Ending the season with a devious twinkle in his eye, Blackadder orders poor old Baldric to dispose of the dead butler. What a delightful dick. Number 1, Hannibal. We unfortunately end on another instance of a series being cut down before the forces of good could get their priorities in order. As NBC's Hannibal TV series, based on the iconic characters found in Thomas Harris's trilogy of thrilling novels, unfolded over 3 compelling seasons, fans watched on as Hannibal Lecter's life as both a brilliant forensic psychiatrist and disturbing cannibal led to the titular character's obsession with FBI special agent Will Graham. Yeah, just as season 3 ended on a very literal cliffhanger, depicting Hannibal and Graham tumbling off a cliff after killing Francis Dolehide, NBC decided to pull the plug on the show due to a drop in ratings. What's worse, the post-credit scene in said final episode seems to suggest that both Graham and Hannibal survive their fall, with Bedelia de Maurier being served her own leg for dinner at a table set for 3. So not only does it appear that Hannibal in fact lived to eat another day, but he brought a finally corrupted Will along for the stomach-turning ride too.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.